It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go, podcast time. Hey, Hunter, it's the podcast.
All right, I'm good. I'm ready to go.
Anyway, the Plan B After Show podcast, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Gilson, your full-service motorcycle shop. You need that cycle worked on front to back. They got you covered, so hit them up. We'll hear a word from them. Let's get to it. It's time for facts and opinions. The first candy produced by a machine was the Necco. Is it Necco or Nico?
Oh, yeah, the little, like...
The wafers.
The wafers, man.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind those, actually. I forgot about them, and somebody brought them up one time, so I went and got one of those packets, one of those rolls or whatever. And, you know, there's one bad one in there. I can't remember what it is. It's terrible. There is a terrible one in there. But the other ones, not too bad.
Not too bad. Well, a guy named Oliver Chase made them with a lozenge cutting machine in 1847.
What was the ones where they would, like, foam up in your mouth a little bit? Was that bottle caps? Did they do that? I don't think so. Wasn't there a candy like the old wafers that you'd put in your mouth and it would, like, it foam?
No, I don't remember that.
I remember it being gross. It wasn't good.
I think you put like
a laundry
tablet in your mouth or something.
Oh, yeah, it's a Tide Pod.
It was one of those bathroom what are those called that you put in the urinal? Urinal cake.
Oh yeah,
urinal cake.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to chew on those.
Candy tastes like shit. Anyway,
Necco.
Fact number two, opinion number two, there was a team that only lasted for one game in the NFL. The Tonawanda Cardex Lumbermen of Tonawanda, New York.
That's why.
Tonawanda Cardex Lumbermen from, yeah, Tonawanda.
Touchdown, Tonawanda Lumbermen.
Cardex Lumbermen, the Lumbermen. They joined the NFL in 1921. They lost 45-0 to the Rochester Jeffersons.
Yeah,
and disbanded.
Beat it.
Yeah.
They should do that
with the Browns and the Bengals.
What if they did that? They were like, if you lose one more game, you guys are
done.
Out. It's kind of like the what's the movie? Semi-Pro with
Well, fourth place. Love it.
No.
That's crazy. And well, there was a bunch of other teams. The way that it used to be all, you know, kind of regional, like even in states, like, you know, Wisconsin had a couple of teams, New York, and like you just play inside your state.
If they
started expanding.
If they had to kick out an NFL team, what do you think they would have to do? Who do you think they'd kick out?
The Lions, maybe?
I'd say the Lions or Dolphins. You know, the Dolphins just benched Fitzpatrick.
See, the Dolphins have a history, though. The Lions have no history. So that's I would get rid of the Lions. I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, come on, man. It's our home state team. At least
give them a little bit of
an edge for guys.
What about the
Bengals? What about the Bengals or the Browns?
You could actually, Ohio doesn't need two teams. I am baffled that Ohio has two teams. And they're both garbage. The Browns aren't doing that bad this year, but.
Yeah, they started playing bad, though.
Yeah.
They just started dropping it, man. Yeah. But, yeah, come on. You got to get rid of an Ohio team, not Michigan team. But we got nothing, dude. We need it. Michigan team suck.
I got the Packers. I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Until they play the Bucs.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad. We're going to play Brady again, and we're going to whoop his ass. It's going to be great.
Just waiting for him to die of old age. Yes,
exactly. Never going to happen. The guy's in fantastic shape. Fact number three, opinion number three. The Guinness World Record for the most keys removed from a key ring by a parrot is 22. What?
That's a weird world. Here's the thing. It's my opinion on world records. You just fucking make up a world record for anything. Like some of these records, I'm like, how does anybody even think of that? You know, it's a world record because nobody thought of it. That's why it's a world record, because nobody's done it. It's so far left.
And you know what? It's also kind of a pain to get it to. So you think of this, you have to send proof to the Guinness like office.
Then they come and evaluate it.
Yeah,
then you got to do it again.
You almost have to do it like twice. because you have to prove to them that you can do it, and then they'll send someone over to officially mark it.
You can just make up anything. I mean, it's not like they give you a list to choose from.
We should make a world record of how many mom jokes you can say in a minute.
See, you could. You know, and then it would be a thing. And can you get in the world record book for that? I mean, where's the line?
They have to see. I've seen people get letters like I posted on Reddit from Guinness where they're like, "We appreciate you reaching out, but we are not going to like evaluate like how many times you can, you know, twirl your dick in a minute." You know what I mean? Like they do have limits on what exactly they will make official. So.
Yeah. They need to calm down on some of those records.
Like this one, who gives a shit about a parrot moving keys from a key ring?
Come on.
Fact number four, opinion number. Yeah. How many times a parrot can swear? That's what I want to hear in a minute.
It'd be your parrot.
Yeah, it would be. It'd be great. Fact number four, opinion number four. The cheeseburger was invented in 1926 at a restaurant called The Right Spot in Pasadena, California. The owner's 16-year-old son randomly threw cheese on a patty on the grill, then added it to their menu and called it the cheese hamburger. Mm-hmm. Cheeseburger. I love cheeseburgers, man. Ugh.
The cheese hamburger. Dude, now I want a cheeseburger.
I know, Brock. I think I might get a cheeseburger.
So, when was it invented? It was invented
1926.
Wow. What's your favorite burger? Do you have a favorite burger somewhere that you always go back to, or your favorite fast food burger?
You know, I'm torn because sometimes you want like a big old like artisan burger, you know, and believe it or not, you know, who has a good burger is New York Fried Chicken. Their burger is dope, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
And then other times you just want like, you know, just a small little, you know, brown bag, like Henry's, like their little cheeseburger is awesome. I could
show good.
Six of those. Or sometimes you want something like White Castle burgers, you know, it depends on the mood I'm in. So
it's very true. Yep. Dude, honestly, sometimes I think a Whopper is fantastic. If you get the right Whopper, I'm telling you, it's good. I don't know about the Big Mac. It's a little too much bread, guys.
It is a lot of bread. You don't need that extra piece of bread in there. And that's what I think people have been fooled.
If you get a dry one, it really sucks.
Yeah.
Dude. So they need to fix that.
I don't know why people got fooled into thinking that was because you're just getting filled up on bread. Take away that extra piece of bread. I mean, the special sauce on there, the Big Mac sauce on there is great. That's awesome, you know. But
what is that? Thousand Island?
It's like a Thousand Island, a variety. You know what I mean? Like it's not exactly Thousand Island, but it's pretty goddamn close. So
yeah, you know what people always look over to, and I got to give them a shout out because every time I go, I'm like, dude, why don't I come here all the time? Because it's always fresh, it's always good. You're not getting some trash burger. Sometimes you get good ones, sometimes you get bad. Not here, DQ, dude. They always make their stuff fresh.
Yeah, they got a good burger too. Yeah,
I've never like ate a DQ meal and I was like, dude, this is the fucking worst thing I've ever had in my life. It's always pretty good. So hats off to you. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for making it fresh.
Where do we have that burger that Andy, the dead guy got us one? God, there's that one in Benton
Harbor. It's the Grand Crossing.
The Grand Crossing. It was the Crossing. Holy shit. Andy, our buddy, Andy got us, he bought us lunch one time. He's like, I want to treat you guys to this, yada, yada. And he got us the I said, okay, well, what do you get there? He said he gets the olive burger. And so I said, give me what you get. Obviously, I'll trust your judgment. Dude, that burger was it was like, I don't know if it was like the buttery bun or something, but it had this really buttery flavor to it. And oh, my God, was it good.
Wow. Yeah. So here's the thing. We went there the other day, too. And we were at it was like just the wrong time of day, wrong time. But it's. I hear great things about the place. So if they hear this, I've heard nothing but great things. But man, we drove by it and I was like, should we park here? like it's pretty deep and a little ghetto area.
It's not in the nicest area and you wouldn't expect it. But if you get a chance, man, go there.
That's what I hear.
Yep.
It's just fantastic. Probably the best burgers. A lot of people claim the best burgers.
God, so. I'm getting a burger today. I've made up my mind talking about it. I'm
getting a burger. Nice dude. Juicy burger.
Oh,
dude.
God, yeah. See, it does depend on, do you want like the big chunk of tomato, the onions, the big crispy lettuce? Sometimes you want that. Sometimes you just want the little sliders, you know?
Here's the thing, too. The tomatoes. Crucial, guys. You guys out there making burgers. Yep. The size of the slice of tomato is crucial. If it's too thin, it's too juicy and sloppy. If it's too thick, that's all you taste. Yep. I don't want to taste just tomatoes. Jimmy John's, your tomatoes are too fucking thick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. That's a good thick. Point. That's a good example there. Yeah.
Shave them down a little bit, you know? So let's just put that out there. The size of the tomato does matter. Just because you're giving me more tomato doesn't mean I'm happy.
Yeah, exactly. You got to get all of the ingredients and toppings just right. Otherwise, yeah. Same thing with lettuce. There's some places they'll just put like a fucking chunk, like that middle part super thick. And it's like, all right.
You're gonna bite the stalk.
The stalk of the lettuce. It's like, oh, delicious. I'm eating straight up rock hard lettuce parts. It's great.
Extra crunchy, man. Extra crunchy.
Or it slides off the burger because you can't bite through it. Terrible. Anyway, now I'm fucking starving. Great. I'm gonna get a burger for lunch. So anyway,
get like five of them.
Fact number five, opinion number five, as we wrap this up. Or anytime your food has carmine, cochineal extract, or natural red 4 in its ingredients, that means its color comes from crushed up bugs.
Oh.
So carmine, cochineal extract, and natural red 4. That is from crushed up bugs. Delicious.
I don't tell you what it's typically in, huh?
No. I mean, you could probably find, you know, things that make it and have it. But
yeah,
I don't know.
I won't be eating no bugs. I don't want to be eating no bugs, Brock.
My diet dude does not have that in there. Let me see. It's got yellow 5. Remember the old thing where it's saying yellow 5 shrinks your nuts? Do you ever remember that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, we didn't drink it like for a while because of that. Dude. Yeah. Like, it was serious, dude. It was serious. I didn't want my balls to shrink.
My balls! That's why my balls are so tiny.
Because that's when like Surge was out. Remember when Surge was out? Because it was like pure yellow 5. I think that's 100% yellow 5.
Yeah.
Your balls will be gone.
I remember we used to do this all the time in practice because, you know, we'd always do a color and number like red 20, red 20. We always do yellow 5, shrinks your nuts. Yellow 5, shrinks your nuts. Huh?
Pink 69. Yeah.
That was always the best one. Anyway. All right, good. That'll do it. There's your facts and opinions. Some good ones today. Minus that stupid parrot one. Fucking dumb fact. Anyway.
Yeah, dumb fact.
Let's wrap it up here. We'll see you guys next time on the Plan B After Show podcast. And here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle.
Gilson.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.